Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 26 of Jonah. Today's title is Tough Lessons from God. Beth Moore said, "Hard lessons are often long-lasting lessons. Never forget, God is far more interested in our getting to know the deliverer than simply being delivered." Our text today is Jonah 4, verses 7 and 8. But God also arranged for a worm. The next morning at dawn, the worm ate through the stem of the plant so that it withered away. And as the sun grew hot, God arranged for a scorching east wind to blow on Jonah. The sun beat down on his head until he grew faint and wished to die. "Death is certainly better than living like this," he exclaimed. Having refused to submit to God's will for Nineveh, Jonah was about to learn a few lessons the hard way. God knew Jonah was uncomfortable sitting in the hut he had made for himself, so God arranged for a vine to grow up with leaves that spread out over him to protect Jonah from the hot sun. Jonah was extremely happy for the shade. This is the first time Scripture tells us that Jonah was happy about anything. But the next morning, God arranged for a worm to eat through the plant, which caused it to wither away. God keeps arranging things to teach Jonah about his provision and what really matters in life. Then verse 8 describes a scorching east wind that God arranged to blow on Jonah. The combination of the hot sun and the blazing desert wind caused Jonah to become faint to the point he wanted to die. Jonah was so distraught that he exclaimed, "Death is certainly better than living like this." Warren Wiersbe gives the following explanation of God's teaching plan and Jonah's reactions. As he had done in the depths of the sea, God reminded Jonah of what it was like to be lost, helpless, hopeless, and miserable. Jonah was experiencing a taste of hell as he sat and watched the city. While inside the great fish, he prayed to be delivered, but now he asks the Lord to kill him. He called the city to repentance, but he wouldn't repent himself. He was more concerned about creature comforts than he was about winning the lost. The Ninevites, the vine, the worm, and the wind have all obeyed God, but Jonah still refuses to obey, and he has the most to gain. God is arranging his creation to teach his prophet to obey him. The plant, worm, and wind provide ample opportunities for Jonah to learn to appreciate God's protection and grace. God is setting Jonah up for an even greater lesson that he will reveal in the last few verses of the book of Jonah. As we await that lesson, let's learn another lesson from God that he prearranged in his creation. First of all, notice the two times the word metamorphosis is found in the New Testament. It's the original Greek behind the word transformed, found in the following two scriptures. Romans 12:2, which reads, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." 2 Corinthians 3:18 reads, "And we all, with unveiled faces, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." God wants to transform us into his image, but that transformation requires a struggle. This struggle is seen in God's creation when a worm is transformed into a butterfly. Jim Moulton describes this process best through her following story. One day, a little boy found a caterpillar and took him home to take care of him. He checked on the caterpillar every day and made sure that there were lots of leaves for food. Then the little boy noticed that one day the caterpillar was starting to spin its chrysalis to prepare for metamorphosis. The little boy was so excited to see the butterfly that this caterpillar would become. After a couple of weeks, the little boy saw a small hole in the cocoon and noticed that the butterfly was struggling to get out of its cocoon. Then he saw that the butterfly was struggling so hard and worried that it might not be able to do it. The little boy thought that this struggle wasn't right and that the butterfly needed his help. The little boy cut the chrysalis to make the hole bigger, and the butterfly emerged. But the butterfly's body was very swollen, and the wings were small and shriveled. The little boy was confused. He thought that the butterfly would be able to fly and just needed some intervention. But that never happened. The butterfly was never able to fly. It spent the rest of its life crawling around with shriveled wings. The little boy didn't know that the butterfly needed to struggle to emerge from its cocoon, that the struggle is what strengthens its wings so that it can fly. The struggle out of the tiny hole in its cocoon is what pushes the fluid out of its abdomen and into its wings. Without the struggle, the butterfly would never be able to fly. God always has a plan and purpose for everything He arranges and what He allows. What we think are setbacks are oftentimes God's setups to bring future victories to our spiritual lives if we would just learn the lessons God is trying to teach us. Through the struggle, God is transforming us into His image from glory to glory. Questions today. How can Jonah's struggle lead him to spiritual victory if he allows God to transform him more into His image? Why are tough lessons so difficult to learn? How can you approach God's test from the proper perspective that God is teaching you for your own good? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank You for Your transforming grace that allows us to become something so much greater than we could imagine, only through Your power. I pray that we would see the struggle in the midst of this grace as a blessing. In Christ's name, amen.